join the ranks of other famous teenaged dropouts like Shirley Temple, Candy, and Tallulah Bacon.
Place where people throw rocks at dreams, and the dream changes stones. Only the dreamer.
Easily frightened? Monsters, ghosts, the dead? Who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under the gravestone. Restless dead, millions of them there under the ground.
That sucks.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Fuck, sucker.
Unmistakably, this is television at its best.
Friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
What? You're a disc jockey? You're a disc jockey?
I've been in jail for 10 years.
The dread comes for Kanka! 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 Kanka!
Kanka! Kanka! Kanka! Kanka! Écoutons un disque.
Pour lancer un avertissement solennel.
What's that?
You fight!
Selection without objection.
The dread of the control, international control.
You okay?
Nah, just getting old. Seems I can't. It's all about coughing.
Coughing's good.
It
opens up the capillaries. You don't have to cough. You're pulling air. In this case, smoke. Some parts of the lungs that don't normally get used. So coughing's good. It gets you higher.
had this dream one time, and in this dream, America was this big dog, right? And Los Angeles represented a big tick on the dog. I don't know which part of the dog it was on, but the gist of the dream was that the tick was so full of the blood of the dog that it was sucking the blood from, because there's only one, that the blood was becoming stagnant and the tick was about to explode. You know, because the energy that's coming from Los Angeles, it's basically like somebody that's taken so many drugs that they know they're gonna die, but they don't want to. This city, Los Angeles, is a living creature. It's a real living creature, see? And the tick that's killing it won't let go. It's about ready to explode. And as soon as it explodes, the blood of the city is going to spew all over the planet. Because the head of the tick will still be there, and there'll be an open vein, an open pipe, and the blood of the city itself will begin spewing all over the world. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to stop it, because it's real. Because if this tick explodes, there's going to be a whole bunch of little scary monsters running around all over the planet. We won't be able to get rid of it.
Am I having a nervous breakdown? Am I masturbating too often?
Well, what I'm saying, trying to get across, is the importance of
music.
Tell me, in visiting this cross-section of Americana, what have you found to be of greatest interest to women as far as makeup is concerned?
Yeah, right.
Thou shalt not dance. Thou shalt not dance. Thou shalt not dance.
Is it true that the larger a man's penis, the better lover he will be?
Zeugen des magischen Tanzes, der Formen und Klänge, your voice who live to sing, the magic dance of sounds and visions.
If you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone.
Do you have anything to add?
Oh, mother dear, with your love sincere, and I struggling to unwind your tentacles encircling my mind. Mean well, but don't they all? Daddy, love that hid so well, it forgot to find itself and lost the game. It's not the same. Lonely. Search empty pools and find reflections.
You dig.
Watch dying flames. Get burnt. Lean on ones without shoulders. Play games, and crying learn to love the universe, but cursing for a time. Reflection mirrored on the wall.
Today, in the opinion of the experts, that it's going to be a very, very close contest between Dolly Jane and that beautiful new bay, Harass.
Personally believe in flying saucers. Now I'd like to state this before I read the scripture, that I do not think that these people that have supposed to been found by the Martians and saw little green men and rode in the flying saucers. I do not personally believe these stories. Now, I'm not saying that they're not true, but I have a right to believe them just as well as people.
Out of the blue, last Sunday night, I was driving up to Yamashiro, and he lives right up there. I said, hey, I'm going to have cocktails and appetizers. He said, oh, I'm coming up. I want to see you. So he shows up, and he looks amazingly sexy. And I think I was looking pretty sexy, too, because I was just feeling really good. And he's like, God, you look so great. It's so good to see you. And flirty, flirty, flirty. And on the way out, I was getting ready to go see Eyes Wide Shut, and he was going to see the Blair Witch Project. So he's kind of hugging me from behind, you know, as we're walking to the valet. And I said, wow, I'm really glad you came out. And he said, I want to eat you out. You out. Oh, my God. It was just like, no one had ever said anything like that to me.
This is your Uncle Fred with some exciting news.
wanted a drum break, you had to go all over America looking in thrift shops to find that fucking record with a break on it. Now you just don't know. 10,000 Great Hip Hop Breaks, Volume 26.
It's dead.
It's not the same, is it?
I like the vinyl.
Warren. Did you smoke that in the car? We can't smoke it here. Cigarettes in the petrol station.
Yeah.
That's why I went
there.
There's
it everywhere, Warren. You can't smoke in
Who do you resemble most, your mommy or your daddy? Tell me, little girl, who do you resemble most, your mommy or your daddy?
I don't look like my mommy or my daddy. I look like the mailman.
Forecast is for fair and mild, with a pleasant weekend in prospect for you golfers and fishermen. Second thought, you'd better bring along your rubbers.
Your time.
Psycho, you make me feel so good.
I'm Hank
happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and I punch the man who says I'm not. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, punch. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
I can hear it now.
Oh, please, lend your little ear to my
hey, first gear, here we go.
Well, hello, family of mine.
Hi.
How are you all this fine day?
Yeah, up at camp, Jack told me that his family's taking a
trip.
I know how you feel, kids. A lot of your fathers and my friends are going on trips, too. And the pastor and his wife are going on a trip.
Even Mr. Whitaker said he was going to take a trip later in the summer.
Look, I know that going on a trip is more important to you than any of us, but go for it.
What?
George!
Really?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, and this family does deserve a really good time. I'm just a big kid when it comes to trips. I love the feel of it.
All right!
Oh, George!
I knew it!
Welcome to Planet U.
This is so weird.
What? What's the matter?
It's kind of weird, but it is fun. Well, yeah, it's a pretty cool idea, Dad.
Well, does that mean you're having a good time?
Is that a pig?
You just did the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Hey, man, I never had no acid before, man.
He's hoping you're not busy for about a month.
Shit, I'm gonna die, man. That stuff's gonna make me die, man.
No, that's good acid.
Hey, man, I never had it before, man. That's gonna make me die. Well, that's gonna make me freak out, man. Man. I seen those guys walk around my neighborhood, had too many acid, man. The head looks like a pumpkin like that, man.
Relax, man.
What were the skies like when you were young?
When all the animals lie down, sitting on the side of a hill, watching the 5:30 p.m. traffic on the Pasadena freeway.
Outer space is the
personally believe in flying saucers. Now, I'd like to state this before I read the scripture, that I do not think that these people that have supposed to been found by the Martians and saw little green men and rode in the flying saucers, I do not personally believe these stories. Now, I'm not saying that they're not true, but I have a right to believe them just as well as people have a right to accept what I'm going to read out of the Bible about the flying saucers, but I do believe there are such things as flying saucers. Now,
As you listen to this recording, simply let yourself imagine that the voice you are hearing is your own voice. Accept the suggestions as though you were giving them to yourself. Picture the scenes described. Imagine yourself feeling just the way the voice says. Let yourself drift along with the record into deep relaxation. I am now in a comfortable position. My hands and feet apart. My eyes are closed. Now I take a deep breath and hold it. As I hold it, I can feel the tensions in various parts of my body. Now I exhale. From me like the tightness of a balloon when the air is let out.
soft coat. As I let myself relax, I can picture myself reclining on soft, foamy cushions in a very quiet, peaceful place. The perfect setting to relax. I'm all alone. It is a very peaceful, restful feeling. And legs sinking into the cushions as I relax. My entire body feels very heavy as I lie quietly, peacefully in this relaxing atmosphere. My feet and legs become heavier and heavier, and the relaxed feeling spreads up into my body. My hands and arms are relaxed now, and all the muscles in my face are letting go as I relax more and more deeply, completely, easily, relax. Now my hands and arms feel very loose and limp as wet leaves. Smoothly, deeply. myself relax. I can picture myself reclining on soft, cold cushions in a very quiet, peaceful place. The perfect setting.
Truism that games which add another dimension to your life and grass which heightens all feelings will, when mixed together, create an exciting and enriching experience.
You missed that pass, Henderson!
Sorry, Coach. I stepped on the grass.
Well, folks, we'll be back in a minute with more excitement right after this word.
Sigora,
tell me how long.
Sigora,
what will start the line?
more thing about drugs, and I'm going to quit the drug topic, and we're that much closer to the dick jokes. Okay, and you don't hear this enough either, and I got to say it. Drugs have done good things for us. Yeah. And if you don't believe they have, I want you to do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, your tapes, and your CDs, and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made that great music that has enhanced your lives throughout the years. Real fucking high on drugs. Yeah. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. Yeah, we all live in a yellow. You know how fucking high they were when they wrote that? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. Thank you.
play. For those of you at home who haven't watched before, here's how we play.
This is Walt Wankerman once again of the Department of Psychedelic Euphoria. The effects of marijuana. $5 million, and Pope meets him, so you're very kind. Money will be used fine, keep religion and faith among all people. And the fellow said, but you'll have to do something for me. When you say the prayer in the morning, give us this day our hallowed bread or whatever it is, give us this day beer. Just put that in with the beer, I'll give you $5 million. And the Holy Father says, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't say, give us this day our daily bread and on a hallowed day like this. I couldn't do put beer in it. He says, I'll give you $10 million, put in beer. And the Holy Father says, well, I couldn't do it. And the guy says, how much of the bread people give you?
It's the in thing, and you want to be with it. Maybe you're rebelling against your parents, or maybe you're just looking for kicks. Whatever the reason, ask yourself this. Is it worth the risk? All the facts aren't in on marijuana, but here's one that is. A recent study at Duke University showed that prolonged use of marijuana can result in a permanent loss of hearing. So the next time someone hands you a joint, maybe you won't just get stoned. Maybe you'll get stoned. Deaf, 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 deaf.
Diary call in a can and a bun with more.
Nice and easy, it's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry, we're gonna fall in love.
bloom. Now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it.
Bye-bye.